T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:47, 13 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Rain throughout the day, on and off. Hopefully, it'll keep moving and give the pumps the time to catch up. No word from the city on parking on a neutral ground, so apparently they feel pretty confident that that will not happen. Are we in a recession or not? Do you care whether or not it is officially labeled a recession? Or you just care about when prices are going to go back to normal and your paycheck's going to go as far as it once did? Gary Wagner joins us, Acadiana business economist, endowed chair at the University of Louisiana. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Does it matter if we are technically, is it just a note of history, or does it matter whether we describe it as a recession or not?
You know, I don't think it matters for the average person whether we define it as formally a recession or not. I think people are kind of feeling the inflation pain right now.
Mm-hmm. So what does it mean for the people? I mean, I guess I'm trying to look at it, Professor, from the layman's term. It's like the economists can get together and talk about we're in a recession, negative growth, GDP, this, that, the other thing. The person on the street is who is going to work and trying to pay their bills and educate their kids and maybe take a vacation or two a year and take care of themselves. They're wondering what caused the situation that we're in and how do we get out of it. So with that as the background, what caused the situation that we're in?
You know, I think it's largely the inflation that we're seeing that's causing the slowdown in economic activity. Whether or not it formally becomes a recession a little bit later, we'll have to wait and see. I think it's very likely that we are in a recession right now. And it's a matter of we had supply chain constraints from the pandemic. We had an influx of COVID-related stimulus money. All of this led to a massive increase in consumer demand, which pushed prices up. And that's what's driving the slowdown now.
I had a pretty respected economist on the other day that said he thought people were still living on COVID money and COVID relief money, which, again, as a layman, I didn't quite understand because I know it was a $600 check. Then I guess there was a credit involved. Does that seem plausible to you that people are still living on COVID money in terms of, I guess, going back to work? And if that's the case, how is that affecting the economy? A pretty multi-part question there, but jump in where you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think people are still, by and large, living off COVID money. If you look at national data, people were initially saving a lot at the beginning of the pandemic. Now those numbers are really starting to return to normal, what we saw before the pandemic. I think the big question mark in everybody's mind is we did see a number of people drop out of the labor force during the pandemic. And those people, not all of them have returned to the labor force. And that's a mystery as to why that's happening and how some of those people are actually managing to get by.
So it's a mystery to you as well, not just me.
It's a mystery to me as well.
Well, that's interesting because I thought I was losing my mind at some point. When it comes to the value of the dollar and how far our paychecks go, is there anything that the American consuming public is that they're doing that is making this recession worse or bringing it on?
No, I don't think there's anything the consumers are doing per se. I think what we've seen is that inflation is at a 40-year high because of a number of different factors. And what that's doing is we're seeing consumer spending slow. We're seeing the housing market slow. Friday morning, the national jobs report will come out. That'll be a key indicator that people are going to be looking at. If that turns out to be negative, I think that would probably seal the deal that we're officially in a recession. But there's not much that the average person is doing to really drive this right now.
So how do we get out of it? Let me take a step back first. If COVID had never happened, are we where we are today?
I doubt it. I think a lot of what we're seeing today is driven by COVID and the response to COVID.
It's easy in hindsight, I guess, Professor, to say what you should or should not have done. But if the government reacted, the way they did because of the economic shutdowns of COVID. But knowing now, if they knew then what they know now, should they have given out less money, or what could they have done to prevent us from being where we are today, the response part of it?
Yeah, so I think there are two pieces to that. One, I think some of the COVID stimulus could have been better targeted to the groups that really needed it. I think there's some evidence that people with probably income levels above a certain number ended up with stimulus funding that they probably didn't really need. The second piece that I think you may not have touched on is the Federal Reserve. I put a lot of the blame on the current situation on the Federal Reserve, and I worked for the Federal Reserve before joining UL. I think they kept interest rates too low for too long and essentially let this inflation get out of control.
So if they had acted earlier, it would have slowed the economy, which would have lessened inflation. But what would that have meant to the average man and woman in the country?
Well, you wouldn't have seen inflation at 8-9% like we're seeing now. Maybe we would have contained it at 4%. We wouldn't have had the very large slowdown that we're seeing in the economy today. Things might have slowed a little bit more gradually. But it was a situation where it's difficult to call in real time because the Federal Reserve kept thinking the inflation was temporary, and then all of a sudden they said, well, now we don't think it's temporary, and we had to act more aggressively than they would have if they had acted sooner.
Somebody texted in, and I think it's a good point. He said, let's face it, whoever, man or woman, texted in, I don't know who it is, that let's face it, prices go up, but they never come down. So if you look at inflation and where we are today, our prices, and I know that's a big old catch-all group to say prices, but if you're talking about gasoline, consumer goods, etc., are those prices likely to come down to where they were pre-recession?
You know, energy prices are pretty volatile. They're some of the most volatile prices we see. So I would expect them to drop a little bit. I think over time, prices do increase. But what's important is income also tends to increase over time, and that keeps things a little bit more affordable. What we're seeing now is that the increase in prices are really outpacing increase in wages.
So the key to us getting back to normal, whatever normal is, would be what, Professor?
We have to slow the economy down. And I think we're starting to see evidence of that occurring. And so the slowdown in economic activity is going to allow the essentially producers to catch up, and then we can get back on a more sustainable path.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. I really do. Gary Wagner, Acadiana business economist, endowed chair at the University of Louisiana. I know politically and economically there are some people concerned as to whether or not it's labeled a recession. I think a lot of people just want to know, when's it going to go back to like it was? 854, 855 now. It's time for traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.